Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, Israel says a decision by Hamas to postpone the next release of Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners violates the Gaza ceasefire agreement. The militant group claims terms on displaced civilians and aid have been broken by the Israelis. Our US correspondent James Matthews believes Donald Trump's plan for the US to take over Gaza has also undermined the deal.
For all it invites fresh-eyed debate over a way forward in the region, it's the property deal that separates a people from their home again. So at the heart of this radical plan, discussions continue over an inherent recklessness.
The US president today said Palestinians wouldn't have the right to return. A second Labour MP's had his party membership suspended over messages posted in a WhatsApp group. Oliver Ryan's apologised for his remarks. Former Health Minister Andrew Gwynne was sacked over the weekend. An NHS trust has apologised to the families of three babies who died within days of their birth in 2021. Nottingham University Hospitals has admitted failing to providing them safe care and treatment. Hundreds of farmers have again brought Whitehill to a standstill over planned changes to inheritance tax. They're protesting a levy on agricultural land worth over £1 million that takes effect from April next year. His National Farmers Union President Tom Bradshaw.
The returns from food production are just too low. Only about a 0.5% return on capital. There simply isn't the money to pay the inheritance tax. And at any moment that you have to break up a business to pay the inheritance tax, it's not personal wealth that you're taxing at that point.
The Prime Minister's always insisted most farms won't be affected. Eurostar passengers are able to travel direct again between Amsterdam and London without changing trains. A new terminal's opened in the Dutch capital. And League Two Doncaster Rovers aim to pull off an FA Cup fourth round upset tonight. They take on Crystal Palace. That's the latest. I'm Cam Hall.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. The families of two girls stabbed to death in Southport wants a public inquiry to hold people to account. There'll be a review into how Cardiff-born Axel Rudigbana was able to murder three children despite being known to authorities. BB King's mum told ITV's Good Morning Britain that her daughter can still move mountains by protecting children.
Her legacy, it can't be defined by what's happened. I feel like a lioness and I've got to protect my child and I've got to make sure that people knew that she isn't defined by this.
Elsie Dot Stancombe's parents, Jenny and David, also want change. A woman has been taken to hospital after she was hit by a car on Cowbridge High Street. It happened near the Duke of Wellington pub at around 8:15 this morning. Police say her injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. The road is now reopened to traffic. Detectives are treating the death of a man near Leckwith Road in Cardiff as unexplained. His body was found in an undergrowth by a passerby yesterday morning. Police say the man has already been identified and their next of kin have been informed. The death is not linked to any missing persons inquiry. A school in Bowie has shown a united front against vandals who targeted their garden. Patrols were stepped up following the break-in at Calixton Primary. Pupils, volunteers and staff then set about repairing and fixing the damage. Police say the suspects have been caught, but an investigation is continuing. In sports, Louis Rees-Sammet is on the lookout for another NFL team. The ex-Wales rugby star from Penarth was let go by Jacksonville Jaguars, but he's expecting a decision next week on where he'll go. Sammet has yet to make his American football debut, having been dropped by the Kansas City Chiefs last year.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Children, that their time is just begun. I have suffered. This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's that time of the week again. It's your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. So we've got a lot of sport that took place again this weekend, and lots of talking points around the sport that's taken place. But what we're going to be focusing in on today's show is we're going to be looking at the local football and how your Vale teams have got on in their respective leagues. We're going to take a dip into the ice hockey to see how the Cardiff Devils have been progressing after they've not had a couple of good results. But let's see how they were getting on in their cup campaign as well. And we're going to have a look into the rugby. And with no local rugby this weekend, we're going to have a small chat about what happened in Italy. And I'm also going to talk to you a little bit about a new sport to me. I have heard about it once or twice before, but doing a drop-in session in Barry. So if you fancy taking up a new sport, stay tuned here at Bro, and I'll tell you all the details about that later in the show.
Told you it was all meant to be. Would you believe me? Would you agree? It's almost that feeling that we've met before. So tell me that you don't think I'm crazy when I tell you love has come here and now. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Brewer Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to start off with Cymru Premier action. And Barrytown United extended their lead at the top of the Cymru Premier's playoff conference, despite being held to a 1-1 draw against struggling Newtown. Andy Legg's first away game in charge saw Ollie Hulbert's opener cancelled by Aaron Williams at Latham Park on Saturday. But Barry now sit 8 points clear of their nearest rivals, Coniston Nomads, who slipped to a 1-0 defeat against Britton Ferry. Legg made two changes from last week's home win over Flint, with Josh Yorworth and Elliot Richards coming in for Will Richards and now departed Keenan Patton, who joined Newport County on deadline day. The visitors made the brighter start. After 17 minutes, Robbie Wilmot's corner was cleared from the goalmouth scramble before his follow-up cross was met at the back post by Ollie Hulbert for his 10th league goal of the season. But the Robins nearly drew level before half-time when Dom Smith struck the crossbar before goalkeeper Liam Armstrong was forced into making a fine save to deny Wahab Tahir. After the break, Mikey George's tight angle cross was blocked by homekeeper Schwarzer Garcia. But Newtown, who last registered a win in October, gave himself a much-needed shot in the arm on 70 minutes when Rob Evans's corner was bundled in by Williams for the equaliser. Yian Owen was denied by a straight block from Garcia in the closing stages as Barry dropped points under new management for the first time. But with an 8-point cushion to defend, Barry remain in pole position for an end-of-season playoff spot as they take a break before Coniston Nomads return to Jenner Park on the 22nd of February. And the ladies team were not in action, but they are returning to action on Sunday in the Bute Energy Welsh Cup. Up next on Bro, I'm going to bring you the results that took place from the Cymru South and other selected teams from around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanylldyd Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai chi'n ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanylldyd Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2. Ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar heol yr orsaf.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421212 and our caring team will help you.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway
running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So in the Cymru South on Tuesday, Caerphilly were in action and they lost at home to Pontypridd United 1-0. The only goal scored by Luke Gullock in the 82nd minute. Then on Friday, they were away to Llantwit Major. And 3 goals in 7 minutes saw Llantwit Major clinch a dramatic 4-2 victory at near neighbours Caerphilly on Friday. The hosts were comfortably 2-1 up in the 88th minute when Major turned this Friday night clash on its head. Manager Ben State, who secured 3 new signings on deadline day, opted to give ex-Cardiff Met centre-back Evan Cadwalder a place on the subs bench, with Ollie Baker and Jonah Williams both missing out. Caerphilly went ahead on 28 minutes via Clayton Fahar, before Williams equalised for Major 8 minutes after the break. Liam Bishop appeared to have secured the 3 points for the hosts on 83 minutes before Llantwit Major's late show kicked into gear, with Finn Jennings' equaliser just 5 minutes later. Matty Kimmins knocked up his 7th goal in the league campaign on the 90th minute before Jack Shaw made it safe 5 minutes into stoppage time, with his club's 1st goal. Llantwit Major climbed to 8th of the table as they prepare to face relegation candidates Penrith Caerphilly Rangers at Windmill Lane next Saturday, and Caerphilly next in action on Sunday in the FAW Welsh Cup, and they're at home to Coniskey Nomads. And then also on Saturday, Ely Rangers lost 3-2 at home to Penydarren. Alexander Lloyd and Alex Long put the away side 2 goals up at half-time. Then Harry Jones made it 3-0. But on 75 minutes, the fight back started for Ely Rangers. Richard Greaves got one back, followed by Nathan Evans 10 minutes later. However, this wasn't enough, and Rangers dropped to 5th in their league, and that's one place below the opponents that they were playing. But next up for Ely Rangers is a Saturday away game to Tonna Revel. And Dinas Powys were not in action, but they return to league action tomorrow night, so that's on Tuesday, against the Cardiff Bay Warriors. Still to come here on Bro, we're going to be having a look at how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the ice hockey. We're going to be having a chat about the rugby that's taken place, and I'm still going to bring you a little bit of information about a sport that you might not have heard of before. Here to Bro.
Let's go. Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can help you for life. Yeah. No need to be alone when you find me.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to have a quick look to see what's been going on with the Cardiff Devils in the ice hockey. And they were in Challenge Cup action against the Sheffield Steelers. But the Sheffield Steelers took the upper hand in the first semi-final of the Challenge Cup with a 5-3 win against the Cardiff Devils. Daniel Sapini and Hotella both struck in the early stages to put the Steelers in control. Although Joey Martin responded in the second period for the Devils, Mitchell Balmers restored the home side's two-goal advantage, only for Cole Sanford to net a second for Cardiff. Patrick Waltlin and Daniel Levens both scored early in the third period as the home side took control in the contest. Sanford stuck his second of the night to offer Cardiff hope ahead of the second leg, which takes place in the Welsh capital on Wednesday, the 12th of February. And then on Saturday, the Devils were in action to the Coventry Blaze, and their poor run did continue as they suffered a fourth successive Elite League defeat with a 5-3 home loss to Coventry. Cole Sanford and Zach O'Brien's goals had the Devils a 2-0 lead at the end of the opening period. Jackson Creasy supplied for the Blaze, and although Tyler Bush restored the home side's two-goal advantage, Nick Setz made it 3-2. And goals from Setz and David Clement and Chase Grisok in the final period saw Cardiff condemned to a fifth defeat in all competitions. And then on Sunday, they were away to the Guildford Flames. So last night, they were away to Guildford Flames. And they actually won that one 3-1. So that was a much-needed victory for the Devils. And they're currently sitting fourth in the league. So hopefully, after going on a bit of a losing run, hopefully the victory last night is going to start putting them onto a bit of a winning run. But talking of losing runs, up next we're going to have a look at what happened in Italy when Wales took on the Italians in the Six Nations. Here at Bro.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
For every... and every... and... there's help and advice at your local pharmacy. They can help with colds, allergies, skin problems and indigestion, and they can give you confidential advice and free treatment for many common conditions. You don't always need an appointment, and it's quicker than seeing your GP. Ask your local pharmacy about the Common Ailments Service or search Help Us Help You. Get the right care in the right place, first time.
If you want to add some fun and laughter to your life and learn to dance, quick step to it as Miranda Lee Dance's new adult beginner classes start soon. From the foxtrot and waltz to the paso doble and cha-cha-cha, Miranda's ballroom and Latin American dance classes are guaranteed to get you moving. Miranda Lee is an award-winning dance teacher, and her regular dance classes will definitely get you and your partner up on your feet. They happen at Castle Land Community Centre in Barrie, and you'll find all the details at MirandaLeeDance.com.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
You know, I've never felt like this before. This feels like so real.
I'm obsessive when just when thought of you comes up. And I'm aggressive just when thought I'm close enough. Stressing, incessantly pressing the issue. Cause every moment gone, you know I miss you. I'm the question, and you're of course the answer. Just hold me close, boy, cause I'm your tiny dancer. You make me shake and I'm never mistaken, but I can't control myself. Got me calling out for help.
SP song.
feeling open. And boy, your love's enough with words unspoken. I said, boy, I'm telling you, you got me open.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show at Bro with me, Mike Fowler. And I feel I should be talking a little bit more somber now because Wales had their second away game of the Six Nations and unfortunately their second defeat in the Six Nations, and this time it was away to Italy where they went down 22-15. Small consolation, they did get a losing bonus point. But should we be happy with just getting a losing bonus point? I think not. I've watched rugby for many years and getting together with my mates, and we always enjoy getting together for the Six Nations. We enjoy the banter that goes with it. Watching Wales play, watching them perform, and even watching the other teams play as well. We just enjoy watching good rugby. But and these are just my views. I don't think there wasn't a huge amount of good rugby on Saturday. But where do Wales go from here? And I think this is a question that lots of people are asking, especially after the game. I think going back and forth, my friends group, we were checking, we were watching media outlets to see if there was going to be any announcement to see what's going on and whether anything's going to happen. And be assured, if anything does happen, you can find out here at Bro. We will keep you up to date with any news or announcements coming out of the Welsh camp. We do hear it's a young team. It's an emerging team. They're bringing different coaching staff in. And I think, you know, we can live with that for so long, but I think it's getting to the point now where, and I was talking to my mates, we always watch the Six Nations together, we've been doing it for years, that I would take a really scrappy victory now, anything just to get a W on the board. And it's not going to get any easier either. Next up for Wales is Ireland, and if anyone watched the Ireland's two games, they're currently sitting on 10 points with two victories, with two bonus points. They're doing enough to win games. I swear, when you watch them against England, I think they were hanging on just a little bit against England, but when you've seen them in action this weekend, I think they were just shown, I think they're just a cut above a few of the other Six Nations teams. And then this brings us on to the question that's been going around for many years, and it started when Italy joined the Six Nations, of are Italy good enough? I mean, Italy did lose quite a lot of games in a row, only occasionally getting the one or two victories, and there was talk of, are they good enough to be in the Six Nations? Now, currently, Wales have dropped below Georgia in the world rankings after Georgia's victory and Wales's loss. So, looking at form and ranking, does that say that Wales are now worse than Georgia? So could we now be sort of asking the same questions we would ask him when Italy weren't playing well? Is do Georgia deserve a spot in the Six Nations? My personal view, and I know it's like turkeys voting for Christmas, is that I think they do deserve a chance to get into the Six Nations. I know we all say Georgia because they're probably sort of the next best team in Europe, but we've seen good things from Spain, and we've seen good things from Portugal in the last few years as well. But I don't think it should just be a straight swap of games. And I know the teams do play a lot of games, but I think there would need to be an extra game put in there, almost like a promotion/relegation playoff. So the loser of the Six Nations plays the winner of the European Championship, and whoever wins takes the final spot in the Six Nations. Don't know whether that would take off or what are your thoughts about it? Please get in touch here at Bro on the social medias or using the email sport@broradio.fm. Further to that, my friends know that I keep on about this all the time. I think if they could make an extra international window to have that one-off playoff game, then also why not have the winner of the Six Nations take on the winner of the Southern Hemisphere tournament, just to see who is the best team. And I know it's a lot of rugby, but I think that would be an absolute cracking game. But where do we go from here? Well, first thing, we know that we come back home and we take on Ireland. And they'll put a good performance. The stadium will be packed. The atmosphere, hopefully, will be fantastic there. And who knows? It's a Six Nations. Anything can happen. On there, have they been sandbagging? So they come back and they take their two victories at home and one more away against Scotland. You know, if they do manage to beat Ireland, then that puts a whole different spin on the Six Nations, and it would probably blow the Six Nations table wide open as well if that was to happen, because everybody would then still be in contention of the title there. But they're just sort of my views and thoughts on it. And if he is, we're building a team. And it did take a long time. I remember watching rugby sort of late 80s, early 90s, and it did take a while to get to the point that we were in the early 2000s. But I'm just going to leave you with the one thing: remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and I don't think this Welsh team will be either.
Yes, it's true. You need love like I do. You need love. Yes, it's true. You need love like I do. You need love. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. First girl that comes your way, she was pretty and nice, but I took her advice and passed her by. Years have passed and it looks like love's gonna give me a second try.
For the look on your face tells me you understand. Could it be your love life? Like my heart needs a girlfriend and will.
You need love like I do, don't you? I can tell by the way you look when I'm looking at you.
I've said I'm lonely. Come on and tell me, girl, has it ever happened to you? I'm gonna tell you something, and believe me, it ain't no joke. My love life is just like a sinking boat. I can understand a person being without money, but there's surely no reason for a person to be without love.
Listen to me now, I'm a girl and you're a guy.
Yes, it's true.
Come on, let's give love a try. For a girl to talk this way, but I can't cope with this loneliness. Not one more dog on day.
And it's true, girl.
Every day it's been an uphill climb to keep my hopes afloat. Judging by your silence, boy, you must be in the same boat.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So now I'm going to tell you about, well, it's a newish sport to me. I did have a friend who had been to America and he had told me all about this sport on there. And it was created in America in 1965 as a children's backyard game. And I do know that he was telling me that it was quite big in America. But it's hitting Barry as well, and that's pickleball. What's pickleball, I hear you might ask? Well, pickleball is a paddled sport that combines elements of tennis, badminton and ping pong. It's played on a badminton-sized court with modified tennis net, and players use paddles to hit a plastic ball over a net. And the players use the paddles to hit the ball over the net. The ball must bounce once on each side before the player can volley the ball. Players can't volley from inside the kitchen, and the kitchen is just a marked out area near the net. And you can play this as singles or doubles. And the game goes on until the first person scores 11 points or then by two clear points. Now, if you think that that is a sport that you would really like to get into, then there is a free drop-in session in Barry Leisure Centre on Tuesday the 18th of February, and that's 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. No experience is needed in this. Just go along and see whether you like the sport. But if you want some more information about that, then you can email gary@pickleballworld.uk. And I'll say that one again. That's gary@pickleballworld.uk. So that's the world of pickleball. It does look, I've seen bits of it before, and it does look a really exciting, interesting game to get people out and about on there. And it's different to anything else you've seen. I know it's a little bit like tennis, a little bit like badminton, a little bit like ping pong, but it's its own sport. And moving on to its own sport, if there is a sport that you think I should be talking about in the Vale, then get in touch with us on our social media, or you can email me at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm, and I could be telling the people of the Vale all about the sport that you think everybody should hear about. Better still, I could even ask you to come in and tell everybody about in the Vale about a sport that you find so fantastic that you think everybody should at least give it a go to see what they make of this sport. So remember, if you would like me to do that, then get in touch at sport@broradio.fm. But it's been a really fun week. I've really, really enjoyed it. I know not all the results have gone the way that I would have liked. A little bit tired this evening. I'm one of those that I even take a day off work because I stay up all night and watch the American football, and I know that's certainly not Vale related. but it's something that I've been doing for a long time. And in case nobody's seen it, and I hope I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but the Kansas City Chiefs were going for their third straight victory there. But the Philadelphia Eagles beat them 40 points to 22. And it finished something like 3:30 in the morning. So it was a bit of a, you could say, late night or really early morning for me. But up next here at Bro, you've got Patrick with the evening show.
Valley. This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Meet your heroes and explore the magic this February half term as Gotham Week arrives at Fonmon Castle. Enjoy a meet and greet with Batman, Catwoman, Alfred and the Joker, and take part in our awesome free Batarang stamp trail with Jurassic Wales, archery and axe throwing, a Welsh folklore trail and much more besides. Gotham Week is at Fonmon Castle from the 22nd of February to the 2nd of March, so book tickets now at fonmoncastle.com.
Need appliances? Need them now? Visit Homeworld, your first choice appliance centre. We've hundreds of big name appliances in stock and available for same or next day delivery. And we monitor prices daily, so you'll always find our lowest prices. We're also your first choice for installing and repairing washing machines, dishwashers, cookers, fridges, freezers, including built-in, freestanding and integrated models. We'll even take away your old ones too. Shop new appliances or get your old repaired. See more at home-world.co.uk. Homeworld, on Lower Guthrie Street, Barry. Search Oil Gently Chefs on What Three Words.
Is renewable energy the future for your home? Have you decided to switch to solar? Then talk to Roos Electrical. As well as plenty of free advice, our solar experts will help you choose the right panels, batteries and EV chargers for your home and discuss the cost savings and benefits of energy independence. Discover the latest solar products at Roos Electrical at Atlantic Business Park, Sully. Or see rhoose-electrical.co.uk.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.